Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Shabbos 118 on the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez on the bottom of 117b. And we are beginning the discussion which takes up most of our Daf today, which is how many meals is a person required to eat on the Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Kama Sudos Chayav Adam Ha'chov Shabbos. The Gemara cites a Braisa. How many meals must one eat on Shabbos? And the Gemara says, according to the Tanakhama, the answer is Shalosh, three. Whereas Rabbi Chidka says, no, Arba. A person is obligated to eat four meals on Shabbos, not three. So it says Rabbi Yochanan Ushneim, both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Chidka, they both Mikra Echadarshu. They're both expounding the same verse, because it says in Exodus 15, verse 25, with respect to the man that was coming down on the Jewish people when they were in the desert, that the man did not come down on Shabbos, because it was Shabbos. So therefore, on Shabbos, it came down double. Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe said to them, Ichu ayom ki Shabbos ayom Hashem. Today you're not going to find it in the field. Eat the man today, because today is the man for Hashem. Hayom untim tzu'uba sadeh. Today you won't find it in the field. So Rabbi Chidka is of the position, says Rabbi Yochanan, Hani tos ayom, since it says in this verse, Hayom, Hayom, three times. It says, Ichu ayom Shabbos ayom Hashem, Hayom untim tzu'u. So from the fact that it says the word Hayom three times, we see from here that you need to eat three meals on the Shabbos day, Var miurta, in addition to the one you eat the night before. Whereas Rabbanan Savri Bahade de Urta, Rabbanan say no, the three includes the meal from the night before, and so therefore you have a total of three meals. So the Gemara says, let's bring a proof that it's not like Rav Chidka. We'll bring it from our mission that we cited, we discussed in yesterday's podcast, which was on 117b, that the Gemara discussed. The Mishnah said, Nafwad Lekab Lel Shabbos. Let's say you have a fire on Shabbos. Matzilan Mazon Shalosh Sudos. You're supposed to save enough food for three meals. And doesn't it mean my love to Ocho? Isn't it obviously talking about a case where you didn't yet eat the meal for the night of Shabbos, and you have to save for three meals? So this is a proof like the Tanakhama against Rav Chidka. The Gemara says no, the Ocho means we're talking about a case where you already ate the meal on Friday night, and so therefore it's according to Rav Chidka that you eat four meals. So the Gemara says, well, what about the fact that our Mishnah says Shachris Matzilim Mazon Shtei Sudos, that if it, in the morning you save enough food for two meals? Isn't it we talking about my love to Ocho? Aren't we talking about a situation where you didn't eat any food yet and you still have to save food for two meals? And so therefore we see it's like the Tanakhama, that there's generally speaking three meals on Shabbos. And Gemara says no, we're talking about a case where you already ate one meal in the morning, and so therefore you save additional two meals, which supports the position of Rav Chidka. So the Gemara says, what about the fact that it says that if you find the food, that if the fire comes in the afternoon, you save enough food for one meal? Aren't we talking about a situation where you already ate two meals and now this is your third meal of the day? Gemara says, no, what would my love de lo achol? Gemara says, no, de achol, no, we're talking about a situation where you already ate three meals that day, and Rav Chidka would say you could eat the fourth meal. Gemara says, it can't be that that's how you darshan our Mishnah, because v'hami diktani seifa, but the concluding clause of the Mishnah states, Rabbi Yossi says, la'oa matzilam mazon shalosh sudos, so you always have to save food for three meals, mikal de tanakama shalosh sphere way. So from the fact that Rabbi Yossi says that no matter the circumstances, no matter what time of day on Shabbos the fire occurs, you always save food for three meals. As we see from here, the Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama are both talking about a situation where a person's obligated to eat three meals on Shabbos and not four, like Rav Chidka says. So the Gemara says, you know what, you're right. Mechavarta masnis in the local Rabbi Chidka. Our Mishnah is not like Rav Chidka. So our Mishnah is not like Rav Chidka, but doesn't mean Rav Chidka is wrong. Rav Chidka can argue with our Mishnah, but our Mishnah is not like Our Mishnah is not like Rav Chidka. So this idea, talking a little bit about these three meals that a person, according to the Chacham, must eat, one of them is on, generally speaking, it's understood from the Rishonim, that one of them has to be on Friday night, one has to be on Shacharis, and one has to be on Mincha. And the additional meal that Rav Chidka added, according to the Miyuchas L'Ran, that could be whenever. He could eat that meal whenever he wants. That's what the Ran says. But if a person, let's say we're talking about a situation, for whatever reason, a person didn't eat the meal on Friday night, he skipped that meal for whatever reason. So then the Rush writes him Sachim, and also the Tosfos him Sachim write that you're supposed to eat three meals on Shabbos day to make up for the meal that you missed the night before. And indeed, the Ramah brings it down as halacha in Orach Chaim Siman Reish Sadi Aleph Sif Aleph. The Rishonim have a discussion about the two meals that a person does. Let's say a person makes two meals in the morning and makes a birkas hamazon just in between them, but he eats the two meals right next to each other. Does that count for two meals or not? So the Tosos writes that it shouldn't count from two meals and that each meal has its own specific time. That what are these times? Morning, I mean, night, morning, and afternoon. And so you can't just have two meals in the morning separated by a simple Birkas HaMazon. That's what the position of the Tosfos says. However, the Rashba and the Ron bring in the name of the Baal Lachos that there's no specific obligation that the meal has to be one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And they say that a person can just do this position about eating two meals in the morning separated by a Birkas HaMazon. What about what is a person required to eat at these meals? So the Ramban brings down that there's a dispute if a person can fulfill the mitzvah of eating on Shabbos by just eating fruits and desserts. And the Tosfos writes in Yuma that certainly the fruits are not sufficient to fulfill your obligation of a meal, but with mini targima, with like fruit, like dessert delicacies, like for example, like matzah shir, like nice cakes. So too that for that a person can fulfill their obligation. So that is a discussion that the Tosfos and Yuma has about what's their requirement. The Ritva says that since we learn out the obligation of Shal Shudas from the word Hayom, and it has to be like the mana, and so therefore if that's the case, it doesn't need to be done with exactly the same manner at Shal Shudas like the first two meals. We no longer have the two mana, but the Mishnah Berurah says that a mitzvah min hamuvchar is to do even on Shal Shudas with bread.